Okay, nothing heard. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to 2009. This is N2N will be with the shortwave and scanner listeners net. Heard on the N2RW linked repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for all those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. To cover all the frequencies that you can tune into from DC all the way up to flight and everything else in between, except for amateur radio, and that's because we can talk about amateur radio at any other time during the week. So what we're going to talk about on this net, as we have been doing for the past 17 years almost, is who you're going to find out these, what type of traffic, what type of equipment you would need to pick it up, where you can find information, books, magazines, and on the internet. Anything to help to make it a little bit more enjoyable for you. We have some basic rules for the net. One, every single repeater on this link system can be found at www.n2row.net. Please use the repeater that is closest to where you live to ensure that you've got a decent signal into the system. Because it is a linked system, when you key up, just wait a second or two, and then start your transmission. Otherwise, the beginning part of your transmission will get cut off. Now, periodically, there are some issues with the repeater. It could be technical, it could be atmospheric, it could be otherwise, but we can all get through it together. But try to do your part in making sure that you are not cutting yourself off when you're checking in. As you're checking in, please give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we mean any comments or questions you'd like to share with everyone else. If you have no traffic to pass along, please say no traffic. This way we'll go on to the next person in the list. If you're not able to get into the repeaters for whatever reason, you're too far away, you don't have enough power, you're having technical difficulties, or you may not have your amateur radio license quite yet, you can still participate by sending an email. Email address to send is nyvxa@yahoo.com. You can also use that email address if you'd like to sign up for our mailing list. This way any late-breaking topics and links of information can be sent out to you. So at this point, we'll stand by and check in. Please space it out. This way, everyone gets a chance to check in. This is N2NLB.
Good evening, WHOSKQ, Bob in Elmwood Park. No questions at the moment. I'll be checking email in a few minutes.
This is N1MLZ, Bob in Milford, Connecticut, with traffic.
W2JLW, Gordon and Manhattan, no traffic.
Alright, so far we have W2SQQ, N1MLZ, and K2GLW. Anybody else?
W2LIE, with traffic.
KC2, UDJ, Tom, no traffic, Clifton, New Jersey.
W-H-U-I-W-C, Don, Midtown Manhattan. No traffic at the moment, but you know how that goes.
Yes, Don, we know how that goes. Okay, W-2-L-I-E, K-2-U-D-J, and W-2-I-W-C. Anybody else? Okay, we'll take this list as we have it and take a potential check-in later on. So, first up tonight, WA2SQQ. Good evening, Bob. Happy New Year, and what have you been up to the past couple of weeks? And what will be?
Oh, well, happy New Year, everybody. I've been busy at work. I've been doing a lot of things, and with the help of W2LIE, been playing around with some audio streaming. I found a thin client that's going to run Linux, and I'm hoping it's going to be delivered tomorrow. Got a real good deal on it. I found it on eBay, so that's going to be my next endeavor. Been talking to G7LTT, and he convinced me that it's time I start playing with Linux, so I suspect that either you or him, you're going to get a few questions from me. I really haven't played with it that much, so I'm sure I'm going to have a few questions, but should be kind of interesting. I'll check email in just a few. I'm installing some new software on my PC, and I just have to wait until it's done before I can check the email.
Okay, Bob, understood. And, yeah, it is a different way of thinking compared to dealing with any of the GUI-based operating systems like Windows and Mac. Windows does have a GUI system as well, but a lot of things are easily done from the command prompt. All right, we'll let you finish up with what's installing on your machine now, and here's an email. I've gone through a bunch of them, Bob, so you're going to especially the things about signing up or changing addresses to the newsletter. I've already done that, so you don't have to worry about it. Okay, next up tonight is the other Bob. I see Connecticut, and when I'm up at
Yeah, good evening, Charlie. Bob and everybody else on that. Happy New Year, everybody. Had a great holiday up here. Pretty good weather, and did a little vacation in also. But anyway, in the meantime, I also doing some scanning, and I kind of verified that that frequency I put the query out about a couple weeks ago there, the last net, at 410.175, with the help of Phil there, W2LIE, and a couple of other guys on his site there. We kind of listened in there. I heard a call the other day, about a week ago I think it was, or so, and they mentioned a ER, an agitated patient in the ER, so that kind of told me right away. I mean, there's no doubt. It's a federal frequency. It's not at the hospital with federal security guards and Suffolk County accent. You can't mistake in that. So it's confirmed to me that it's definitely the VA hospital over there in the Suffolk, Northport. Plus, I get him here with just about no antenna, so it's definitely right across the water from me over there. So pretty much confirmed that that's who it is. So that's the freak of the week there, Charlie. Pretty not too active, but you hear quite a bit on there. But it's one of those things where it's a mystery and you have to find out who it is. Otherwise, you can't sleep at night. You know how that goes. Thank you, there, Charlie. Everybody knows it.
Oh, that's half the fun of tracking down all this stuff, Bob. Is mystery. Okay, let's see. Phil, W2LIE on the other side of Long Island Sound. What's that smell to you?
2VVV, Laura, Coney Island.
Let me try that real quick. Charlie, you want to take the check-in?
Yeah, Laura, VVV.
Happy and healthy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you. And welcome to the net tonight. Bill Batch picking up.
All right, thank you, Charlie. Happy New Year, everybody. I know when we last left the net, Troop L, New York State Police, was in the process of moving around on frequencies. From what I can tell, they are still playing that game. Make things a little bit simpler, somebody sent me a long time ago Troop L's channel layout. So, being with what was going on over there, I publicized the list in a different format. And if you go to my site, www.w2lie.net, on the main bar, you click Frequencies and Codes, scroll down to New York State Police, and then you scroll down to Troop L radio layout. You will have, obviously, the radio layout. The frequency that they have been playing with is the Nassau County DA repeater, which is 158.835, with a DPL of 516. And it actually sounds pretty good. Back to net. This is W2LIE.
No, good point, Bill. What are they using that frequency for? Dispatch or particular type of compensation?
It is mostly dispatch, but they have been told to move off of that and go to channel, channel 7 or channel 8, but at least now if they say go to channel whatever, since I got the layout up, you still track it. But being the time of year that it is, I haven't had much time to play radio, so I'm getting most of my information third party. I do have the channel loaded in, producers loaded in, but can't really dedicate too much time to be listening to it at the moment.
At time of year, Phil, what is the ice is building up on the antennas out there?
Now is end of the year crunch with work and everything with family, and then we had some a busy start to the year at the office, so I had a couple work a night and recovered this week, so wish I could spend more time, but yeah, I actually turned the radios on last night for the first time in a long time to monitor.
Okay, and so it's the weather this time of year was giving you issues at your in your job operation.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of this time of year, well, in a little bit more than a month, it's time for the analog TV station to switch over from analog to digital, except for the low-power stations. They are exempt from this at this time. So, with the switchover happening, and the email that I sent out recently regarding the government coupon program, looks like it's ready to go belly up because they're running out of money. And people are scrambling to get these coupons. It looks like a lot of them are not going to get it in time for February 17th. I think those of us who haven't understand need to go to our neighbors and family and friends who are not set up on it, who are not hooked up to cable and satellite, and make ourselves available to them to help them understand this and work through the issue. So the thing to do is leave things open so that if anybody here has an issue or a question on what's going on or needs clarification, that they feel free to ask it. And we could certainly pass it around not only here on the air, but also on the mailing list as well. I did get an email this evening, specifically on this topic. Somebody in the middle of purchasing an LCD health monitor setup for high def, and it's got built-in DVD combination. And he was reading some things in it and said that for some reason this will not pick up the off-the-air digital television broadcast. So that tells me this either only has an analog monitor, analog tuner, which is illegal to be sold after March of 2008, or it's just a plain old monitor. So I haven't heard back from this person to see exactly what's going on, but has anybody heard of anything like this being a particular issue, especially in the electronic stores that you've gone around to over the past couple of months? Well, I take that no one has heard of this issue. All right, well, we'll try to track this down, and hopefully we can get questions like this answered in plenty of time before the switchover occurs next month. All right. Bob, somebody at 2SQQ, has been able to check the email yet? That's one of them.
I'm just doing so now, Charlie. Logging in here. Did you get the last email that I sent you this morning asking you about the specific versions?
Yeah, and the answer is, for the most part, no. But sometimes.
Boy, this is going to be fun. I'm going to wind up corrupting this thing or whatever. Okay.
I didn't know. I assumed that Linux was generic and there were different flavors of it, but, you know, it was what it was. Okay, anyway, I'm just looking at the email here, and Mario sent in an email. New Year's FBI command post was active on 170.625, also heard on 171.175 digital mode with New Year's ops. Yeah, they were watching a hotel there in New Jersey, but 170.625, 171.175. So we might want to put those in there. Otherwise, just looking over here, it looks like you checked all the emails. Clifton, New Jersey has an OEM frequency now. For Passaic County, one of the low-power AM broadcast stations on 1630 kilohertz, and it supplies information on storm damage and also rebroadcast narrow weather radio on 162.55. So for those of you that are perhaps DXing AM broadcast band, you can try 1630 and see if you can copy that one from Clifton, New Jersey. Fortunately, there's some of those stations in there, and they kind of mix with some of the legitimate stations on there. So that's one of the things, I guess, that we got to contend with. I'm going to look through the other emails here, Charlie. I'm really not sure what else is going on here. That looks to be the relevant emails for this moment. Back to you.
Hello, that was over to Quirk.
And all that, good, Bob.
Thank you, Charlie. I missed the frequency. I was distracted there that Phil gave off there for New York State Police. I got the DPO, I think, but I missed what the frequency and the DPO was. Could you repeat that for me, please?
It is 158.8375, and it's DPL 516. W2LA. Back to you, Charlie. Actually, goes back to you, Bob.
To yourself, very good, Phil. Good catch on that. Charlie said, I'll monitor that, see if I hear him up here. Thanks a lot. Back to you, Charlie.
Okay. Very good, and thanks for that repeat, Phil. The scientists out there that study the sun and propagation characteristics, other things that come off of the sun, over whether sunspot cycles, which we're actually going to take off, or slow one, and what the implications are. So, one thing that keeps popping up, you know, as far as those dealing with radio on the shortwave band is the decreased propagation. But what about climate? There was a time period about 500 years ago when the same kind of thing was happening with very few sunspots, lessened radiation, and we had what was termed the Little Ice Age. Things got very cold, damp, some crops failed. The type of wood that is used in the original Stradivarius violins came from wood that was grown in that time period, the denser wood. Food problem is what caused a lot of the northern European countries to start seeking out other land and sources of food, and why a lot of them eventually came over to North America in the 1500s and 1600s. So, who knows? Is this one way to finally shut up Al Gore about global warming? I don't know. But it's something that each of us, you know, should take a look at. So it's more than just what this is. Charlie, comments on it?
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
You go to the US.Senate.gov website, they had a hearing on there about this, and there was about 130 scientists from NOAA, from NASA, and so on, that are no longer employed by those agencies, that have come to the government and said, you know, your data just isn't adding up. And there was a few facts that were presented. This isn't conspiracy. This is on U.S. government sites. Number one is that when Russia or the Soviet Union fell apart as we know it, there were about 300 temperature monitoring stations throughout Siberia that Russia just decided we're not going to maintain them anymore. And for almost 10 years, the data from those weather stations was not factored into the global temperatures, but they never told anybody. So if you consider that these are the coldest places on Earth, it's certainly going to skew the numbers. Let me let it drop a second. There's also two other issues, and that is, as far as the glaciers go, while it is true that the glaciers are shrinking in width, there is satellite data that now proves that they are getting thicker. And several of the scientists brought up a very simple experiment, which was if you fill a pitcher with water, and you put, with ice cubes, and then you fill it with just enough water to come to the brim, let the ice cubes melt, which would simulate the glaciers melting. Well, guess what? The water does not overflow out of the pitcher. The ice just converts to water. So the theory about if the icebergs were to melt, the ocean depths would change, or the height of the ocean would change, it doesn't hold water, literally. To wonder about what's going on. The other thing is that, and this was on CNN, I guess maybe about a month ago or so, they had a big discussion about it. But, there was a report that came out in November stating that it was the warmest November in 100 years. Well, somebody discovered that in fact it was the 86th warmest November. And the reason being is that accidentally somebody reposted the October weather data twice. So the October data represented as November made it seem it was a lot warmer, but in fact it was the 86th warmest in the last 100 years. So you got to wonder what it's all about.
Well, one thing my parents taught me a long time ago, and if you don't really take that into account, it's hard to believe this thing. Okay, time now is 9:27. Let's stand by for any additional check-in. That's 106. Don't wave that. I'm not hearing anything. Bob, you have any additional email traffic? Otherwise, we'll shut down a little early tonight.
That's it, Mr. Charlie. And I just wanted to thank W2LIE. I think you're still in there for all your help getting IceCast set up. I don't think I would have been able to figure out all those little ins and outs on that there. So when I get this thin client, I may still send you one or two emails, but I think a little bit more confident now we're working with those things.
Bob, if it works for you, I may actually bottle it for myself. So good luck with it, W2LIE. Thank you next week.
This is Ensign, I'll be clear.